Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Crime and Catnip by T.C. Lotempio, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Prologue. The moon hung, a pale silver orb silhouetted against an expanse of black satin sky, sprinkled with a generous glitter of stars. Its rays sluiced through the blinds of a darkened room, basking on one particular object, a glass case in the middle of the floor, and the book that lay on the pedestal within. The curtains at the far end of the room rustled, and a slim, dark shape emerged. Clad entirely in black, the only clues to its feminine gender were its gently rounded curves, highlighted by skin-tight jeans and a turtleneck sweater. She moved purposely toward the far corner, checked the nickel-plated cylinder set above the door molding, and then removed a tiny key from the jeans pocket, fit it into the hole, and twisted. Alarm silenced. Check. Next, she moved to the glass case, sliding her hand into the inner pocket of her vest as she did so. Whipping out a tiny torch, she cut a hole into the side of the case, then reached in a gloved hand to grasp her prize. She held it up, smiling in satisfaction as the moon's rays shone off the stones set into the cover, reflecting tiny beams of light. She plucked the largest stone, a brilliant red, from the cover and slipped it into her pocket. As she reached for the next, she paused. The hairs on the back of her neck started to tingle. I'm not alone here. One thrust, and the book was back inside the case. She pivoted at the exact moment another figure, also garbed in black, emerged from the darkness. At precisely the same instant.